From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. This week, Congress begins the task of writing a health care bill that could remake 1/6 of the nation's economy. You heard that right. Health care accounts for 1 out of every $6 Americans spend. With us to provide a preview of what we can expect this week and in the coming weeks is NPR's Julie Rovner. Hi, Julie. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
There's been a lot of talk about health care pretty much all year now. Now it's time for action. What happens this week?
Well, we get the first of what we call a markup. That's where committees actually start to vote on a bill. This first one happens in the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, the HELP Committee. That's a committee that's chaired by Ted Kennedy, although it's not entirely clear we will see Senator Kennedy. As you know, he's been treated for brain cancer. He's been replaced by Senator Chris Dodd of Connecticut, who's been filling in, although Senator Kennedy has been participating in this from his home here in Washington and in Massachusetts. So this bill has his fingerprints on it if we're not going to see him in person.
This is the only actual bill so far. So how was it received by Republicans?
Well, not very well. The ranking Republican, top Republican on the committee, Mike Enzi of Wyoming, called it, quote, a partisan road to government rationed care. You know, all the bills that are being put together right now, and there are going to be 5 committees working on this bill in the House and the Senate, are going to have a lot of things in common. They're going to have some sort of requirement for most everyone to have health insurance and for all but the smallest businesses to help pay for that. There will be generous subsidies to help those people pay for that insurance, and there'll be some sort of government-sponsored insurance plan that will compete side-by-side with private insurance. But it seems that of all of those bills, the bill that's coming up this week is going to be the most left-leaning, if you will. It could, for example, provide subsidies for people earning up to 5 times the poverty level. That's more than $100,000 a year. So this may be the farthest to the left of all the bills that we're going to see.
What's President Obama doing to push this process along?
Well, in the last few weeks, he's gotten much more active both behind the scenes and in public. Last week, he held a town hall meeting in Wisconsin. Tomorrow, he's going to Chicago to address the physician delegates of the American Medical Association. Meanwhile, back at the White House, he keeps calling in key members of Congress, both alone and in groups, to kind of jawbone them to keep the process moving. But he's been pretty careful to say this is Congress's bill and Congress is going to get to write it.
So what happens next?
Well, by the end of next week, we should start to see bill language for the Senate Finance Committee bill. That's the bill that's likely to be the most bipartisan, if there's going to be a bipartisan bill here. So that's the one that we'll be looking to see what they do in terms of some of these other key issues.
And briefly, how would the bill that's being worked on by the Senate Finance Committee differ from the one that Senator Kennedy has been pushing through?
Well, what we think we're hearing from the Finance Committee is they're going to try to find a middle ground, perhaps on this public plan. Maybe it won't be quite so heavily run by the government. They probably will have less generous subsidies. And they're the ones who are going to have to figure out how to pay for all of this.
NPR's Julie Rovner covers health care. Thanks a lot, Julie.
You're welcome.